Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello. This is Genevieve Gems. I'm your host, Genevieve. How are you today? Trust that your day is gone well, and with the warm weather here now, I'm trusting that you'll be out of doors more, and I pray that whatever you do, what you have planned, and I just pray that you safe and enjoy your life and just enjoy all the freedoms that you have. I always say there's always a lot of opportunities out there to do some wonderful things, and I'll just take advantage of it. One of the topics that really kind of a hot button item these days is the subject of religious freedom. Religious freedom is nothing new. It's gone on for centuries. You can go back to even in biblical times, and even in the ancient times, where one religion was taken over by another one was forced upon, one religion was forced upon another. You couldn't worship in your own religion. So this subject of religious freedom is quite an ancient one. I took a look at this particular subject. There's a lot of different viewpoints on it. One thing I've always believed in is the fact that, whatever a person's religion is, they should be able to worship that religion in peace. I am a Christian. I want to be a Christian, saved by the grace of God. And I worship my religion very freely, just like anybody else has the right to worship however they choose or not to choose. Question I ask is, what is religious freedom? I came up, there's three answers doing research, and I came up with three things that I found rather interesting. One was practice our faith in peace. Practice your faith without having to worry about somebody coming in and barging and telling you that you can't practice your faith. Also, religious freedom is freedom within religious communities. When you're in a particular community, the religious community has bylaws, there's bylaws and, standards and things to keep, have things and so you worship in the proper order. Now, it's good to have some things where people can be free to worship without having any kind of restrictions on them. But even if you have, some things that you do within your congregation, you're still free to worship God. Nobody told you that you can't worship God. The third one I had here, looking it up, is search together for truth. One of the purposes of attending church is to be with those saints of God, be with the people of God, and also to be educated in the tenets of the Bible. Now, reason why I chose the subject is because one of the things that I keep hearing, is some people are being denied their right because of who they are. I am a born-again Christian who happens to be transgender. And the LGBT community has LGBT, it's a lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, intersex, and gender non-conforming people. You know, a lot of times they're even barred from even attending a church. Some have been attending it for years, and some are being denied some denominations. Those who want to be ordained into the ministry are being denied. Not that they're not because they're not qualified, just because of who they are. And the one question that always bothers me is people who call themselves Christians, and yet they go around trashing people. Particularly now with the transgender debate, you know, so-called bathroom bills, which is a bunch of nonsense, and a lot of other things. You know, we've been, you know, we're accused of being pedophiles, rapists, and all this stuff. And the question that I asked is, how is my being transgender stopping anybody from religious freedom or to worship as they so fit? I've yet to get an answer on that. I haven't heard anything on that. I read some scripture here about this. We'll go to the book of Matthew, 22nd chapter. And we'll go to the, starting with the 15th verse. Back to our Pharisees. Plotted to entrap Jesus because they didn't think that he was a true prophet. And so what they did was they plotted along the Pharisees, along the Herodians. You know, they asked questions saying, "Teacher, we know that you are insincere." This is verse 16 in Matthew chapter 22. "Teacher, you know you are sincere and teach the way in accordance with truth and show deference to no one. Well, you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" Jesus saw their trickery. He saw their malice. He saw whether they're trying to put. He saw that they were trying to put him to the test. He asked them, verse 19, "Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. And they said to him, "Whose head is this? And whose title?" And they answered, "The emperor's." Then they said to him, "Give therefore to the emperor to the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." And they were quite amazed by his reply to that. Or put another way, one doesn't have to do with the other. Jesus said, "You give to whatever is the emperor's, you give it to the emperor's, and the things that belong to God, you give to God." Now, religious freedom. Okay, we all, you know, worship however, you know, choose however we worship. I'm transgender. Okay, I was saved by Christ many years ago, 1972 to be exact. Now this is, I've said many times, when God saves you, it's everything, you know, he saves everything about you. You know, whether you're gay or transgender or bisexual or intersex, you know, that's a part of God's plan for your life. One thing I always hear is that the first thing that's grown, you know, if somebody learns that you're transgender or gay or lesbian, and say, "Well, you're a sinner." But everybody's a sinner. It says in Romans 4, all sin and fall short of the glory of God. So that's a pretty well-known fact. Every human being